Hello?
Hello, good evening. Is In Choi there?
Yes.
Hello, good evening. My name is Alan. I'm calling for a national opinion survey. I'm not telling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First, let me ask you, I know that it's still a long way out, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm going to vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you, Mano. What is your age?
24.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am Korean.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Like 8.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'd say Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Not very strong.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And what specifically makes you say that?
I guess the current interest rates right now.
I'm sorry, the current what?
Interest rates.
Interest rate? Okay.
Yeah.
Interest rate for student loan or
just in general, federal interest rates.
Okay. Let me see. All right. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Healthcare costs, climate change and environmental issues, protecting our democracy and freedoms, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K-12 public school education or gun regulation and reform, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, immigration and border security, crime and violence, inflation and the economy?
It's kind of a lot of stuff, but yeah, I'd be pro all of those, I guess.
Which one, I'm sorry?
The land and environmental issues, the K-12 education system improvement, and then, so those are the ones that mainly caught me.
Okay. Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
No comment.
Okay, thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, it's bad right now because the interest rate hikes, but it should get better starting next year and progressively over the next decade afterwards.
So you think it's getting better now?
Not right now. Like, I think this year is going to be probably the last year that it's going to be bad, and then starting next year, it's going to be a little bit better.
But talking about right now, it's getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Right now, it's getting worse because they're going to increase the interest rates like about two more times.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I mean, I personally haven't encountered much racial issues, but from hearing stories in the news, it seems like it's a pretty prevalent issue right now. So I guess it's a pretty relevant issue.
So do you think it's getting worse?
Yeah, in a way.
Okay. Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And will you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I think I definitely have a little more rights. Well, I'm privileged to be in the position that I am in right now compared to other people who have to
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Donald Trump.
Like, sexy.
Thank you. Next one, Kamala Harris.
30.
Thank you. Next one, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
'Cause I don't know what that is.
That's perfectly fine. Just say so. If you don't have any opinion.
Yeah, no, indifferent.
No opinion? Okay. Thank you. How about the NAACP?
Suddenly.
I'm sorry, what rate?
70.
70, okay, thank you. Next one is Joe Biden.
Forty.
Thank you. Next one, the Democratic Party.
60.
And how about Ron DeSantis?
Zero.
And last one, Taylor Swift.
80.
Thank you very much. Now, I know it's still a long way up, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Trump?
Okay.
Yeah.
And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not so worried.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. First one, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Indifferent.
Okay, now next one, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree with that one.
Is strongly or somewhat?
Certainly.
Somewhat?
Certainly agree. Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Next one. American democracy is under major threat now. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. Next one, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Sorry, can you repeat the question one more time?
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Next one, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree. I'm not.
Thank you. Next one, America is on the path to another civil war.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And last one, gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you so much. In general, and we're wrapping this up now, thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Yes.
And would that be strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A is parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own belief to limit the books our school libraries can carry. And statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
That one about the parents having control over what their kids are
Okay. And do you strongly agree with that or somewhat agree?
Yeah, I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means you don't think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, secure borders. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Like an 8.
Thank you. Next one, quality K-12 education.
10.
Thank you. Next one, a strong military.
10.
Thank you. Next one, a fair and equitable court system.
10.
Thank you. Next one, religious freedom. Thank you. Next one, free and fair elections.
Ten.
And next one, affordable healthcare.
Ten.
And last one, traditional family values.
Five.
Thank you very much. We're almost over. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience again. Just a few more questions and we're over. Now, I'm going to read you to some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one says, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you. Next one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
7.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
8.
Thank you so much. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2021.
And was that high school graduate or some college or college graduate?
This was college. Undergrad.
Yeah. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
He's the same age as me.
Okay, then thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Never.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.